Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your
Everything old is new again, they say sometimes. Well, that might be the case for the Michigan Central Station. Now, if that rings a bell, it should. It's an iconic building in Detroit. It was the major hub. It was, the Central Rail Station. It's an incredible piece of architecture. And it has sat abandoned since the late 1980s. Well, Matty Maroon thinks that he can turn it into something, well, like I said, everything old is new again. I'll let my next guest, Chad Livengood, explain. Chad Livengood from Cranes, Detroit, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Always good to have you here, Chad. So this is, this piece of architecture, I've seen this thing photographed because it's got graffiti and things, and it's got some really cool, incredible architectural lines. So it's been the subject of a lot of, stories over the last 20 or 30 years. And none of them particularly good because the place has kind of been left to fall into disrepair, but there could be hope on the horizon.
Yeah, Matthew Maroon, the son of billionaire Matty Maroon, who has a big trucking enterprise, owns the Ambassador Bridge. He has come out and proposed a vision that he is kind of working on to bring trains back to the train station, make it a transportation hub of some sort, maybe not as grand as it once was, because this is a massive building. It's a three-story train station with a 13-story tower on top of it, which sort of a little history, never got fully developed. The top two floors of that train station were never developed by the train company when it was built in 1913. It was in operation until 1988, never got finished. I've been to the 13th floor. You can actually see boot prints from the workers in the cement. So there have been, because of the revitalization of Detroit, this is a building that's getting more and more attention as people are starting to think about how we're going to spread out of downtown, because it sits almost 2 miles from the central core of Campus Martius, up Michigan Avenue. So it's quite a distance from the center city, and people are starting to talk about, could you get a big corporation land there? That would be the dream, but the Maroons have kind of looked at this a little closer. They've realized that's really a long shot to get one major corporation
because the maintenance would be incredible. Now, if anybody can afford it, Chad, the Maroons have the financial wherewithal to make it happen, because what they're talking about are high-speed train connections to Chicago and Toronto and a direct shot down to Detroit Metro Airport and some other things coming and originating from there, plus return Amtrak, which has not been there since, 1988, return all of these things to this building. That seems to make a lot more sense, and it's private money, I would think, because they're not looking to ask for government money, at least not yet. Right now, they're in the kind of the fact-finding phase.
Not yet, but trains are almost always publicly subsidized. Amtrak is heavily subsidized.
And it's a failure that way.
Of development, and yeah, one of the biggest, if you look around and think, what does Detroit need right now? We need a better way to get to the airport and back. It is every bit of a 40-hour cab ride to the airport, and if a lot of cities have direct public transit, if you had a train that could take you out of downtown up a Michigan Avenue, like a Q line type streetcar, take you to a train station, transfer, go on a train that runs every 30 minutes out to the airport, that would be seen pretty attractive to a lot of people, and it might help spur a development out west of downtown. So that's what he's trying to kind of float. There's still existing train tracks to run there. There's a tunnel that's right adjacent to the property. That's the International Tunnel that goes underneath the Detroit River, the rail tunnel, separate from the car tunnel. And that can still be used possibly for passenger use to take people to Windsor and then connect on Ontario's high-speed trains to Toronto. So, this is dreaming and vision, but, a lot of people were dreaming and vision. They're thinking about building the Q line, or they're thinking about building a new hockey arena in downtown Detroit, which opens tomorrow.
Right, so there's a lot going on in Detroit, obviously. But, you know, you mentioned the fact that trains are always highly subsidized, and that's too bad because when trains weren't highly subsidized, they were a lot more successful. I mean, Grand Central Station in New York City, which is a more grand building than the Michigan Central Station, was built with private money because people figured out how to make it work. Anyhow, that's arguing for a different day.
As was this one. It was designed by the same people.
There you go.
And so, I mean, it operated privately for years, but as we became more of a car-centered society, trains have had to be subsidized to keep their operation up. But, you know, it looked like anything else. If you have enough demand, you know, the subsidies start to go away.
Well, I think we'd be better served. But anyhow, I think it's interesting. It's a very interesting project the Maroons have undertaken here. I think you had anything else you want to cover today while you were here?
Well, this kind of ties in with the discussion of a bid to Amazon to set up its second national headquarters in Detroit. There's an effort underway led partly by Dan Gilbert and Detroit Regional Chamber and other business interests. And one of the glaring problems strikes against Detroit is our lack of a mass transit system, of a coordinated mass transit system. Voters just narrowly defeated a plan to create commuter rail between Ann Arbor and Detroit and also build a bus rapid transit system up and down the main corridors last fall. So, you know, there's a lot of people going back to the drawing board, but Amazon made it pretty clear in their RFP request for proposals is that they want a city that has easy to access transit, especially for getting in and out of the area, i.e. at the airport, at international airports. Detroit has an airport that meets all the expectations and core requirements especially for plane flights
sure.
to and from Seattle, but getting from downtown Detroit or Troy or Novi or Royal Oak to the airport is quite an adventure.
Much more challenging, right? And obviously rebuilding the Michigan Central Station will be a long-term project. Chad, we got to leave it there, but I'm sure you'll keep us updated as this moves forward.
We will.
All right, Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit, thank you for that. Obviously getting Amazon here and other major businesses is a good motivator. It's 25 after on a Monday. We'll be right back.